annual Shamrock Splash is coming up next Sunday, March 8th, at the Curley Community Center in South Boston. So Trevor Etheridge, Kristen Barry are here to tell us all about Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, and about the splash, and about how you might be able to join them. So, hey guys, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for hosting us today.
Sure, great to have you here. It is March, and this week's going to be pretty warm. Of course, it's going to snow on Saturday, right before the splash, and then into Sunday you go.
Official start of summer for us at Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
That's right. We should maybe, Trevor, start with you and let folks know just a little bit about the organization if folks haven't heard of it before.
Sure. So Save the Harbor, Save the Bay was founded in 1986, really with the main mission of cleaning up Boston Harbor, which at the time was one of the dirtiest harbors in the country.
It needed saving. But
I'm sure that we all know the Love That Dirty Water song.
Sure, sure.
And back then that was very much true. Yeah. But over the past 20, 30 years, up until the early 2000s, we were really focused on advocating for clean water, the development of the Boston Harbor Islands, and cleaning up the region's public beaches. Now we have taken a little bit of a pivot in our mission while still focusing on helping some of the beaches that are lagging behind, but really getting people out there to enjoy these resources that are now clean and usable and amazing options for recreation and outdoor education.
Yeah, the Back to the Beaches campaign, right?
Exactly.
Get folks back to the beaches, urban beaches especially,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You cover not only Quincy and Boston, but North Shore down to the South
Shore. We cover basically from Nahant to Nantasket up on the North Shore.
Okay. Has it worked, do you think, in your assessment?
Yeah, we actually, on Sunday, March 8th, we are hosting, as you said, the Shamrock Splash, which is actually taking place on the nation's cleanest urban natural beach in South Boston.
Wow. The nation's cleanest urban beach.
Exactly.
How do you know that? How is that done?
We actually do water quality testing on all of the beaches, and we are actually able to determine through that it's the cleanest. It gets a 100% on its grade, so it is the nation's cleanest.
Yeah. That's astounding. Is that the best in your coverage area, would you say?
We have several beaches that do score 100%.
Okay.
But can't get much better than 100% A+.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does Wollaston fare in that group?
Wollaston over the past 10 years has definitely improved in water quality, and there are still some concerns that we are working with the Massachusetts Legislature and our Metropolitan Beaches Commission to address and improve those. There's, as I believe someone was saying earlier at one of the town halls you were showing, it's an old sewer system. There are a lot of pipes and so many connections to really look into. So, it takes time to make these improvements, but we are definitely still dedicated and working on improving that.
Yeah, what would you say are some of the main sources of contamination today in urban beaches?
So, definitely with increased rainfall, living in an urban area, you do get, the runoff.
Right?
And
yeah.
So, any days after like a huge rainstorm is probably not going to be people's first day to go to the beach regardless, but it does tend to, water quality does dip around then.
Yep.
And, illegal hookups that aren't 100% of the time, purposefully illegal, they've just are become out of date.
Yes.
So those are really what we're working to try and address.
Sure, sure. But it's a much smaller problem, I guess, than it used to be, because you're able to have events on the beaches now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like Shamrock Splash, which used to be Cupid Splash years ago, around Valentine's Day, but I guess it got too cold for you.
Got snowed out,
right?
So we shifted to March.
Yeah,
it lines up nicely with our title sponsors. So Harpoon obviously is our title sponsor, and they do their St. Patty's Day festival, and we sell koozies there and try to raise a little bit extra money right before the splash. So their events on Friday and Saturday. So roll right into our event on Sunday.
Yeah. Kristen, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, and how you got involved with Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
Yeah. So really the summer right after I graduated college.
From
Bates in Lewiston, Maine. So I studied biology, and I definitely didn't want to go the research route. And I was like, I want to be involved in the community. And there was a summer position opening up at Save the Harbor, and it's really just environmental education that we run programs on a lot of harborfront camps, and we actually run a program down in, I guess we are in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
So at Black's Free Sailing Center, we do environmental education 4 days a week there with our youth environmental education staff. So I started in that program, and just transitioned to full-time about a year and a half now.
Oh, okay.
And so now I'm the youth program director, and I'm focused on all of the programming that we do on, yeah. on the beaches, and the day-to-day programming and the special events programming, yep. like we have with our partners in Quincy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have been working with Friends of Wollaston Beach sure. and Discover Quincy and Quincycles and all of these great groups down here, just so we can, you know, make sure that people use these awesome resources that we have.
Yeah, they're public beaches, yeah. public facilities, yeah. right? They're open to
yeah,
all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you find that kids today care about the beaches? I mean, care about the environment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so a lot of what we do is not only doing like hands-on touch tanks, but also trying to sneak some learning in there.
without them realizing it, right?
Right, exactly. Trick them into learning.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So we definitely talk about climate change and
yeah.
all the kids, you know, are talking about the plastic in the ocean, and we have a lot of curriculum units to sort of focus on that. And it's sort of art focused and also STEM focused, and
okay.
I think, you know, just based on the conversations that I have with the kids
yeah.
on the day to day, they remember stuff, and
okay.
they are sharing that with their counselors and their parents even, and so it's really, it feels like what we are talking about is not lost
okay.
on them. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just yesterday here in Quincy, the ban on plastic bags took effect.
That's awesome.
So
yeah.
you know, there's another
yeah,
step
really
forward, I'm sure, because that's,
yeah.
that's one of the big problems on the beaches and flying
yeah.
in the trees as well.
right. Right.
So what events in Quincy this year can folks look forward to?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. Basically, the big thing is with the splash is that
yep.
we raise $50,000 every year, and that money goes directly to community organizations that put on events in
yes.
their communities. And I think the big one in Quincy is the 50 Days of Freedom series.
Oh sure. Yep.
And so that's the big thing that we're involved in. And
I know I guess it's Trevor, every July or so that there really is the big summer splash down at Wollaston Beach.
Oh, yeah. Last year, I think that we did our first, every year we do what we call a beach bash and splash,
yes.
which is just a really incredible event where we can
yep.
get, you know, 500 to 600 kids out onto the harbor for a big day of really celebrating how clean our beaches are. And
yeah.
I think that we definitely are anticipating to come back to Quincy for that.
Great.
So we would love community members to come out and really participate in that.
Okay, great.
It's a great day. We provide lunch to all the kids. Sometimes we partner with the Boston Circus Guild, and they come out with us and have aerialists
mm-hmm.
and jugglers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really, really fun event.
Yeah. Are you looking kind of more shoulder season activity maybe in the future too, depending on funding, obviously, but you know, spring and fall events too?
We do always look. This year we have been running, or the past 2 years we've been running our Share the Harbor cruises, which serve everyone from around the region, where we bring people out onto the harbor for free cruises out to the harbor islands. And we're also doing catch of the day fishing cruises this
oh.
year for
oh.
some youth and community development groups.
Okay.
So, you know, we're really looking to engage Quincy's community in that, where we take groups of 20 to 30 kids out onto the harbor for like a really hands-on fishing experience.
Super.
And they can even learn about, you know, some possible healthy ways to, you know, prepare recipes that use local
no kidding.
Fish species.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. You know, mentioned the islands. Those are such an untapped resource
mm-hmm.
that we have so close to home, really.
Yeah, no, it's shocking how
yeah.
many people, you know, live within, you know, being able to see the islands
right.
and have never even been out to be there. So really what we try and do is we, you know, all of our programming is free. So we don't think that, you know, money should be a barrier to be able to access these resources.
Right.
We
yeah.
really do everything that we can to make that.
Yeah. Is it totally grassroots driven? Do you get any state or federal funding at all?
So our Better Beaches program, actually, we get around, I believe it's $190,000
okay.
a year
all
from
right.
the Department of Conservation and Recreation. But we really like to say that, you know, we get $190,000 and we're able to give back $250,000
yeah.
in those
yeah.
small grants that are funded in part by the Harpoon Shamrock Splash.
Yeah, so let's talk about that day. What's going to be happening on March
yeah,
8th?
Yeah, so that day, it's on Sunday, March 9th at BCYS.
It's the 8th, I think.
Oh, Sunday, yep. March 8th.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
The only reason I know that is because we spring
it.
Ahead.
It's at BCYS Curly Community Center
yep.
on M Street Beach in South Boston. So check-in's going to start at 9 a.m.
Okay.
and gearing up for at 11 o'clock, we'll do the big splash into the water.
Okay.
And so right after that, we have this, what we have been liking to call this year, Boston's Best Winter Beach Party.
Okay.
So we'll have music from Mix 104.5. one. as well as chowder provided by the Daily Catch,
nice.
And catered burgers, veggie burgers, hot dogs, and we're also looking forward to incorporating some beach games this year.
No kidding.
Hopefully,
yeah, we have some spike ball, cornhole. Yeah. We're trying to get people to stay on the beach, and it seems like the weather is gonna hold up.
Maybe snowball fights.
Right. Yeah. It's not gonna be 10 degrees this year like it was last year. So we're really excited to have everyone hang around and enjoy a beer from Harpoon and burgers and.
How many folks typically? Splash, if you will.
We normally have around 250 to 300
really?
People on the beach,
wow.
but
we, about 100,
yeah,
150
I would say 100
splash.
Brave, hardy souls. Yeah.
And also included in the event, our other title sponsor is JetBlue Airlines.
Yeah.
So we do a costume contest where the people who dress up in the best, like, aquatic themed, or we sometimes have, St. Patrick's Day themed
of
as
course,
well.
Yeah.
We have two winners for the costume contest who win free round-trip air trip airline tickets from JetBlue.
That's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you guys splash?
We do splash.
You do? You
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
We actually, we were very lucky last year that we both landed on the cover of the Boston Globe.
Oh, no kidding.
That was making a tough pick.
So
pretty cold.
Is it like shocking to the system when you jump it in?
It's refreshing.
Refreshing. Yeah, very nice.
Last
corporate
year
line
it was a little cold, but normally, no problem. In and out, it's like 2 minutes here and there.
So that's the first thing, and then you party on the beach afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. How do folks participate if they want to?
So people can register at www.shamrocksplash.org.
Oh, okay.
So there's a $20 registration fee,
okay.
and we encourage people to fundraise as well.
Right.
Like talk with
teams and things.
Talk with friends and family.
Yeah.
Try and build up as much support and
right.
really highlight to everyone that all of the money that you're raising goes directly back into the beaches. So really, you're fundraising for fun events that you guys can participate in.
Yeah, including on Wallaston Beach right here in Quincy.
Yeah,
Quincy.
Exactly.
Your community.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I mean, I guess I'll mention anyone who donates to someone splashing. Anyone splashing, I'm probably forgetting something, but. Anyone who is involved in the event in any way also has a chance to win the JetBlue tickets. And so we're trying to provide a lot of incentive to donate and participate. And, if you don't feel comfortable asking your friends for money, just have them join you on the beach.
There you go.
We're just trying to get as many people on the beach and really aware of what the event is and what we're doing and, giving the money back to your guys' community.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, let us know how it goes. Send us some pictures so we can
Absolutely.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming over.